Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Thursday, January 24th, 2019. We have 10 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have high pressure over the northeastern Pacific that is going to build into our area remaining through the weekend. Thermal low pressure will build north along the coast from California, resulting in increasing north winds by the weekend. We have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect until that was through early this morning, so that may have expired. West winds 5 knots, backing around to the north. 5 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves from the west 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, shifting to the north at 4 seconds in the afternoon. West swells 8 feet at 13 seconds apart. And today we're going to be talking about ways that local efforts to help Coast Guard and other federal employees during the shutdown. I have some interesting information for you about things happening this weekend in case you're wanting to help there. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 4 inbounders, we have 1 in the Astoria Anchorage, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Rockies Highway. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the port of Portland. She has brand new Hondas on board. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 a.m. That would put her in Portland maybe around 2:30 in the afternoon. And sometimes when these ships come in with Hondas on board, they leave with at least some brand new Ford cars on board headed for Asia. So there are some exports of U.S. cars, as far as I know, going out on these ships, that the ones that come in with the Hondas on board at least. The CSCC Europe is our next inbounder. She's another car carrier arriving from Tacoma. She's going to the port of Portland, and she has brand new Hyundais on board. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 1:30 this afternoon. That would put her in Portland by about 7:30 this evening. And so if you're new to the area, or you're new to ship watching, car carriers look very different from other vessels. They are big and blocky. They have very high sides. They look almost like a big floating building, which is kind of what they are. They're like a big floating parking garage with a lot of levels inside, decks that hold cars and trucks and other kinds of vehicles. So these are called roll-on, roll-off, row-row vessels in the industry, and they have a ramp on the back, on the stern of the ship usually, or on the side, that folds up onto the side, and then when they get to a dock, they put the ramp down and drive the cars off. And usually, well, at least here at the Port of Portland, the car docks are floating docks because they go up and down with the tide, so the angle of the ramp remains the same no matter where, what time of the tidal cycle the ship arrives at the dock. And usually, one other cool thing that I like to talk about car ships is that all those cars on board have fuel, because they have to drive them on and off. But fuel means weight. And so they try to have as little gasoline as possible on those cars to minimize the weight, because weight means more fuel being used to propel the ship from here to there. So the cars generally have just enough gasoline on board to drive them on and then drive them off. So that's kind of an interesting little tidbit of information there. Next inbound is the African Lion. She's arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 and is headed to Calama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat after she eventually, well, she's going to the anchorage here, but eventually she will head upriver when a berth opens up or when she passes inspections. But ultimately, her cargo that she's coming in to pick up will be corn, soy, or wheat, or some combination thereof, at the port of Calama. And so the ships that are sitting in the anchorage, as I've said many times before, but it's just a fun fact to remind ourselves of, is that our arriving ships are generally empty of cargo. They're coming in to pick up cargo for export. So when they're sitting in the anchorage, that's where the arriving ships go when they do stop and don't just go by. They're waiting for cargo, so they're sitting very high in the water, so you can see that red bottom paint. Magic P is our next inbounder from Japan. She's a bulk carrier. She's coming to the Astoria Anchorage around maybe 1:30 tomorrow morning, and she's a wheat ship. Don't know quite where she's headed yet, but she will be doing wheat when she does, picking up wheat. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Peace. She's a bulk carrier that is headed for the port of Vancouver. She'll probably arrive in the anchorage around maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock today. Outbounders, we have the Wookiee. She's leaving Vancouver with wheat on board around 9 a.m. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. The Vigorous is leaving Longview Not quite sure what her cargo is. Could be soda ash. She's heading out about 11:30. About 3.5 hours later, she'll pass Astoria outbound. The Pacific Advance is leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 4:30. So maybe 10:30 outbound past Astoria. And the Navios Aldebaran is leaving Calama with corn, soy, and or wheat on board, leaving around 6:30 p.m., so maybe around 11:30 outbound. And the Peewee is leaving Calama with wheat on board around 11 o'clock tonight, so about 5 hours later, you'll see her past Astoria. Well, I want to tell you about a interesting pop-up market that's happening. So I'm going to be overall talking about benefit events and ways you can contribute to help Coast Guard and other federal employee families during the shutdown. First of all, I'll tell you about the Coast Guard Family Pop-Up Market that's happening at the Lovell Showroom, Fort George Brewery, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is in Astoria. Local Coast Guard families will be selling their wares this Saturday, January 26th at the Lovell. There will be sweet and savory baked goods, handcrafted body care, specialty gifts, local photography, home decor, and much more. So this is Coast Guard families, things that they've made that they want to sell. Cash is preferred. And so show up at the Lovell Showroom if you're so inclined, and it's a way to support Coast Guard families locally here. James Chiropractic Center in Warrenton is providing free chiropractic care to active duty Coast Guard folks and their families during the government shutdown. For more information, call them at 503-454-6176. And the Chief Petty Officers Association of the Lower Columbia Basin is accepting donations. The money will go directly into the hands of our Coasties. You can find them online by Googling CPOA Lower Columbia River, Chief Petty Officer Association of the Lower Columbia Basin. And you can donate directly to them if you prefer to do that. On this weekend, there's a second round of the Be the Light Food Pantry. That's Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3, at the Masonic Lodge in Astoria, 1572 Franklin Avenue. Please bring government ID, and people have donated food and other items, canned goods. It's like a food bank for federal, for Coast Guard and federal workers, any federal workers affected by the show, by the slow, the shutdown, rather. So I believe that this shutdown, this food pantry is going to be going on weekends until the shutdown is resolved, but you might want to contact them. If you show up, the Moms Club of Astoria is a great place to start for information about that. But I think this is going to be a weekly thing until the shutdown is resolved. Some other things that I found out about, we know, of course, if you heard earlier, that the City of Astoria is waiving fees and late penalties on utility bills for the city. In Tillamook, the Tillamook County Commission declared a wage emergency for certain U.S. government employees affected by the shutdown and requested that local retailers, landlords, financial institutions, and other businesses extend credit and waive late fees to employees during this crisis. They asked that everyone in our community and our communities lend a hand and compassion as needed. That's from the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office this morning. Just got that. Garibaldi's Bay Market is having a food drive. You can contact them. Manzanita Beach Rentals, Toro Sushi, Hook, Line, and Sinker, and other local businesses are providing discounts and meals for the Coast Guard and federal workers. Brim's Farm and Garden in Warrenton is offering a 10% discount on feed and short-term no-interest charge accounts to affected staff. Just bring your ID in and sign up. The Main Street Market in Warrenton is giving a discount off groceries and offering affected families to set up a charge account. And there's just so much going on. There's also going to be a spaghetti dinner fundraiser for Clatsop County federal employees impacted by the U.S. government shutdown. That's Wednesday, January 30th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Camp Rylea. So there's so much going on. I'm sure I've missed some things, but basically we have a really loving, giving community of people here who want to help our federal employees who are having troubles during the shutdown. So take advantage of these if you're affected. Feel the love and accept it because we love you. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Have a great day.